John Mason in the Register Star reports that more than 40 speakers spent 2.5 hours telling Administrative Law Judge Eleanor Stein and a member of the Public Service Commission why they oppose the current plan of New York State Electric and Gas to construct a new power line through Ghent in front of 140 people at a hearing at the West Ghent Fire Station on Friday, June 14th. NYSEG's proposal is to tap into the national grid line, build 2.5 miles of line to bring electricity to a new switching station near Falls Industrial Park Road and Route 9H, and then build 8.6 more miles of line to connect the switching station to the Kleinkill substation on Route 203 west of the village of Chatham. The line crosses many homeowners' lands and the Art Omai Sculpture Park. Mason focused on Ghent Town Attorney Ted Gutterman II's comments opposing the line, listing his many questions. Quote, is there a need for an improvement to the power grid? Does an upgrade serve the town of Ghent or does it serve other areas? Why doesn't NYSEG want to consider the alternative proposed by the town? Why does the route zigzag, making 11.1 miles rather than the 9 miles it was initially? Why has NYSEG refused to meet with the representatives of the town? Unquote. A spokesman for NYSEG told Mason that the county would have blackouts if the company's line between Chatham and Craryville went down during a peak load. You can read the full story in the Register Star. Congressman Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, is attending the Red Rock Fire Company's annual Father's Day breakfast at 9 a.m. Saturday, June 16th. Gibson will be accompanied by his daughters. The Red Rock Fire Company is at 401 County Route 24 in Canaan. The breakfast is from 7 a.m. to noon. This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Saturday, June 15th. More than 35,000 radio amateurs nationwide will participate in the Amateur Radio Relay League Field Day next weekend, with some of those locally at the Claverick Town Park, 91 Church Street in Mellonville. Operators work as many stations as possible on any and all amateur bands and try to learn to operate in abnormal situations and less than optimal conditions in preparation for emergency broadcasts. The Claverack event is organized locally by the Rip Van Winkle Amateur Radio Club. The club holds its monthly meeting with final field day planning this Monday, June 17th at 7 p.m. at the Noker 66 showroom of Route 66 and Graham Avenue in Hudson. Grant applications from artists who live in Columbia County, Northeast Dutchess County, or Berkshire County in Massachusetts, or Northwest Litchfield County, Connecticut, are due by July 15th to the Boshin Fund for Artists, a fund of the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. Emerging artists or artists experiencing a significant change of direction in their work are eligible. Funding supports individual artists or collaborations in the creation of new work, with a total of $30,000 available for granting this year. The fund accepts applications from visual artists, writers, craftspeople, new media artists, installation and performance artists, and interpretive artists working in dance, music, and other areas of performance. Applicants must have been full-time residents of the Berkshire Taconic region for 2 years prior to applying or demonstrate significant connection to the area. An advisory panel for the Boshin Fund will review all applications and make recommendations to the Berkshire Taconic's Board of Directors. You can go to berkshiretaconic.org for more information about those grants.
The chance of precip for Sunday is only 30%, so don't give up on the day. A 30% chance of precip is also forecasted for Sunday night, with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 57. And for back to work Monday, partly sunny with a temperature high of 83 degrees.